Good morning. A very warm welcome this morning. Whether this is your first time with us, or for one reason or another you're a Wheel Kent face, it's a joy to have you worshipping here this morning. If you're on Zoom, a special good morning. Or if you're catching up on the website, welcome to you too. One thing, of course, that might not be shared so fully, no matter how good your internet connection is the fellowship which comes with tea and coffee in the church hall after the service. Those who can stay are made most particularly welcome. This is a service of reflection and thanksgiving, a service of quiet and of singing, a service of heart and of voice. There will be 7 invitations for you to come out and light a candle. By way of introduction, there'll be a short sentence or two. I will light the candle and then give a verse from the Bible. If you wish, you can respond by coming out to light a candle. Just by a gentle way of warming, please make sure that the taper is out when you replace it in the saucer. I had rare fun on Friday morning with one particular one. For folk on Zoom, if you could please let Claire know and she will light a candle for you. The reason, of course, for you coming out is entirely your own. It may be personal and specific. It may be for local or national or international, or for humanity in general. It's your reason and you're alone. There is no rush. Each time we will sit quietly for some time after I have finished. I invite you to take that time for some private thoughts and prayer to gather up each group to God as we go through the service. I have asked specifically for you to have hymn books this morning. There are many hymns which lend themselves to silent contemplation. And if you wish to use some of the silences to focus on one or more of the hymns, please do so. Or if you find the hymn book too heavy, or indeed, if you wish to spend more time in quiet prayer and thought, then please feel free to remain seated during singing. Following the benediction at the end of the service, instead of the usual threefold amen, I have asked that we sing hymn 786, May the God of Peace Go With Us. You will find it in the order of service. You'll recognise the tune, it's A Fond Kiss. And finally, by way of intimation, at the end of a service, please feel free to take a candle home with you. On Hogmanay, as the bells ring, whether you're on your own at home or with family and friends, light the candle, take a moment, give thanks. Give thanks that you're part of a caring fellowship and know that God will be with you in 2025. Lord Jesus, friend of the weary, be the strength of all who come to you. Lord Jesus, friend of the sick, be the healing of all who come to you. Lord Jesus, friend of the poor, be the dignity of all who come to you. Lord Jesus, friend of the excluded, be the freedom of all who come to you. Lord Jesus, friend to us all, be the center which joins us together. And the whole world will live to praise your name. Let us worship God. Our first hymn this morning is hymn 322. Hymn 322, Good Christians All Rejoice.
Thank you.
Psalms we read, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. Let us pray. Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future, we gather in the closing days of this year with joy and gratitude in our hearts. We come to lift our voices to sing your praises. We come to bring our thanksgiving, to offer our service, and to seek your guidance. Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future, we acknowledge the love we have received, the care you have shown, and the help you have given. We are grateful for the mercy you have shown, the forgiveness you have offered, the renewal you have brought. Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future, for all that you are, all you have been, and all that you shall be, receive now our worship. Meet with us now through this time of quiet, so that by being here with you, by being here with each other, we may become closer to you, closer to each other, and be better equipped to establish your kingdom on earth in the year to come. Lord of the past, Lord of the present, Lord of the future, receive now our worship as we pray in the words your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Candles themselves cannot pray, but they can help us to take a moment of silence, a moment of reflection, a moment of prayer. Each candle is a reflection of that light which came into the world in Bethlehem. In the same way that the light of the candle brightens the darkness, our existence is brightened by the light of Jesus. That is the message for our lives. A candle reminds us of our baptism, the beginning of our way with Christ. A candle reminds us of our call to life and of our call to be servants to the world. A candle also lights our path to the life eternal spent with the baby who came for us. We light this first candle, recollecting 2024, all the things that we have experienced in the past year, for greater moments and for smaller moments. This light beams in order that we may celebrate the fortunes, the happiness, and everything else that we have received as a gift from the one who is our guide, our comfort, and our joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. we sing once more hymn 302. It was on a starry night when the hills were bright. Hymn 302. We light this candle, remembering the children who were born in the year that has gone, remembering the children baptized and blessed, remembering all the children near and far we have in our hearts. It beams that all children may be able to grow up receiving love and learning and shelter from all that would do them harm. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine. We sing again. We sing hymn 316, Love Came Down at Christmas, hymn 316.
Thank you.
we light this candle, bearing in mind all married couples, those who are newly wed, those who have celebrated significant anniversaries. This light beams for their mutual happiness, for the joy of their relationships, for their strength to uphold each other, especially when faced with situations which may become difficult and tiring. And that, in lighting the candle, it may equip them with confidence to face all that happens in families. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Hymn 336, Christ is our light, the bright and morning star. Hymn 336. We light this candle for any we know to be in need of your healing touch, for any suffering in body, in mind, or in spirit, for those who sit and watch as loved ones are in pain, for those who face things alone and lonely, for those who are waiting for hospital appointments or for test results to return, and for all those who care for others in your name. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hymn 694. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Light this fifth candle, remembering all those who have passed away this last year. We remember all those for whom we have mourned and continue to mourn. We remember their lives with all kinds of emotion, heart, happiness, emptiness, thanksgiving. It illuminates their final way to the eternal home. If we live for the Lord. If we die for the Lord. But whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Hymn 727, hymn 727. In the bulb there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree. We light this candle, commemorating all the people near or far, those who have had to live with war, those still haunted by war or thoughts of war, those who live in situations of conflict, those who live with continuing unrest. It is for all those, whether at home or abroad, who have to suffer violence or abuse. What they have suffered and endured needs your nearness, your comfort, and your hope. Peace, which is beyond all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Hymn 543, longing for light, we wait in darkness. Mm-hmm. Let us join together in prayer again. Let us pray. Father God, on this last Sunday of the old year, may we ask you to grant this request. May we know who we are and what we are every moment of every day. May we be a catalyst for light and love and bring inspiration to all those whose eyes we meet. May we have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict and the courage to speak our voice even when we are scared. May we have the humility to follow our hearts and the passion to live our soul's desires. May we seek to know the highest truth and dismiss the pull of a lower calling. May we embrace and love the totality of ourselves, our darkness as well as our light. May we be brave enough to hear our hearts, to let them soften so that we may gracefully choose faith over fear. Today is our day to surrender anything that stands between the sacredness of our humanity and our divinity. May we be drenched in your holiness and engulfed by your love. May all else melt away. May we know Jesus as a guide, a comfort, and a friend, and remember that he hears our thoughts and our prayers. Amen. We light this last candle, having all of us in mind, bearing each other in our strengths and in our weaknesses, our anxieties, our hopes, and our plans. It has illuminated the ways we were happy to follow, and it has guided us on paths that we were reluctant to travel. It will continue to shine for each and every one of us in the coming year. Commend your ways to the Lord and hope in him. He will make them good. Before we sing our final hymn, I have to continue. You've lit a record number of candles, I think, and if you still want, there are still a few, but if you want to take more home, there's more here. Our final hymn this morning is hymn 530, One More Step Along the World I Go. Thank you. journey out into the world. As you do so, as we do so, be bold to share the life of Christ and to show his love. And the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and those whom we love, now and evermore.